Now, with a look at the headlines, here's Jack Nixon on K-Grate 104.
As part of our continuing series on the coverage of the Wallow Fire and its impact on the Land of Enchantment, El Paso Electric officials say the power may be cut back if the fire comes too close to their lines. El Paso Electric spokesman Henry Quintana explains.
If it does hit our lines, then it will trigger us having to start the rolling blackouts, only because the load of electricity that we have will not be met by the amount of energy that we have to serve it. So that's why we do rolling blackouts, to keep the level of the usage at a certain level, because we're not able to bring about 40% of the power we usually use from Palo Verde.
CNN's Jim Roop explains it's not the fire, it's the smoke.
The smoke from wildland fires is full of carbon. As Fire Information Officer Jim Wilkins tells us, that carbon comes from the vegetation that burns.
That heavy brush, the chaparral, the juniper, things like that. When that stuff burns, it's very oily, very volatile, and it burns almost like a petroleum fire. And so when that stuff goes up, I mean, it's black as the ace of spades.
The carbon in the smoke can short circuit or blow those power lines.
That's the sound of chainsaws being used by firefighters cutting fallen trees. Jim Spellman's on the scene and says things are getting better.
Really smoky here this morning. Everybody has to have either kind of a bandana covering their mouth or a mask or something just to get around here. It's what they call an inversion. After the cool mornings here in Arizona, the winds are very calm and all the smoke stays down. It looks bad. It looks worse than it has most other days, but that's actually good news for firefighters. It delays the start of the fire day, what they call, where the fire really starts to kick up.
This is another in our series in the coverage of the Wallow Fire as it heads towards the Land of Enchantment. Here's another in our series of the coverage of the Wallow Fire. Governor Susana Martinez reviewed the blaze near Luna this weekend and obtained a federal grant to help pay for extra workers who are currently trying to stop the flames from jumping the New Mexico state line. Lana Gold from news partner KOAT-TV is on the scene and gives us a close look at what's going on.
On Saturday, firefighters kept a close eye on this controlled burn as wind steadily picked up in the afternoon. The scorched ground is supposed to stop the Wallow Fire from spreading into our state, and so far, it's working. In the meantime, residents in Luna are still concerned the flames could come their way. Even though they feel confident the village of Luna isn't at risk, many here aren't ruling out a possible evacuation, and they're prepared.
Our series on the Wallow Fire and its threat to New Mexico continues with this report that ranchers on the Arizona-New Mexico border are facing a double-edged sword as the fires consume many of their grazing lands and the price of hay is reaching record highs as the drought continues. The Gila Livestock Growers Association is hoping to help these ranchers stay in business by organizing a hay donation. Laura Schneberger explains the project.
The fire is about to cross over into New Mexico and affect some of our New Mexico members. We have set up a donation link at gilaranchers.fatcow.com.
10% contained and gaining is the word in our latest update in our series of coverage on the Wallow Fire. Fire lines dug out near Luna, New Mexico, kept the flames away. Joe Reiners is one of the firefighters battling the blaze, and he says this is a first.
Huge. It's like twice the size probably of any other ones we've been on. It's hard to see, hard to breathe. You know, this thing burns your throat, burns your eyes, makes your nose run.
John Davidson is on the scene as one of the coordinators and says that winds aren't helping with the battle.
Yesterday it grew, I think it was about 8,000 acres, just because of the size and the amount of acreage increase on all the sides. So I expect it to grow.
Our continuing coverage of the Wallow Fire brings in Joshua Stewart, who has the latest on the acreage covered by the blaze.
It's official. The Wallow Fire is now the largest fire in recorded Arizona history. Apache County Public Health spokeswoman Gaylene Kirkhorn.
The fire right now, the size of it is currently 469,407 acres. The containment at this point is 18%.
The fire has outpaced a 2002 blaze that burned about 468,000 acres. Meanwhile, crews continue to battle the wildfire, which has now crossed into New Mexico.
Our coverage of the Wallow Fire continues now as firefighters in eastern Arizona gain some traction in their fight against what is now being called Arizona's largest wildfire. Christopher Koff with the fire service says they're close to figuring out how this all started.
What we've pretty much broken it down to is it looks like it was a campfire. And we've got a couple of people of interest that we're talking to on that right now.
The blaze has destroyed 733 square miles in Arizona and New Mexico. It is considered to be 18% contained. The Wallow Fire won't go away. Our coverage continues now with comments from Thelma Gutierrez of the Forest Service, who says 52% of the fire has been contained, but high winds took away one of the resources yesterday.
Firefighters have had to fight this fire. Their primary line of defense has been an air defense. The winds are gusting up there at 50 miles an hour, and so all the aircraft have been grounded for today until the winds subside. And so that means the firefighters are going to have to hold the line on the ground.
Our series on the coverage of wildfires in Arizona headed towards the land of enchantment continues with comments from Senator Jeff Bingaman, who's on the side of those who think that forests should be trimmed periodically to keep this danger from occurring.
Thinning of the forests is appropriate, and particularly in forests that have been protected from normal natural wildfire activity for decades. I think there are circumstances where we've seen too much of a buildup of vegetation in some of these areas, which make for catastrophic fires rather than normal fires.
As part of our continuing series on coverage of the massive wildfires, Congressman Steve Pierce weighs in on the preparations being made to protect New Mexico.
I just sat in on a briefing by the New Mexico government that is talking about the different aspects of what happens when it gets into New Mexico. They're thinking about what areas they need to get people out of. It's a very dangerous condition that is exacerbated, I think, by our forest management policies.
CNN's Jim Roop is on the scene and provides us a first-hand look at the attempts to stop the blaze.
Fire Information Officer Suzanne Flory says lighter overnight winds helped crews cutting lines and setting back fires. Those are the purposely set fires ahead of the front, hoping the two will meet and the fire burn itself out. But Flory says there was a bit of irony as moisture levels increased overnight.
They got hindered a little bit in the early morning hours because moisture levels got too high and you can't have fire when the moisture is too high.
The actions of crews overnight, however, did help skirt the fire around the town of Greer, so that town is no longer in the fire's path. Still, zero containment.
The 400,000-acre Wallow Fire has crossed into New Mexico. Here's another in our series on the Arizona wildfire and its impact on Las Cruces. The city is preparing for potential disruption of electric service resulting from the wildfires. El Paso Electric has announced that rolling blackouts could return because of the wildfires interfering with the transmission of electricity from the Palo Verde nuclear plant west of Phoenix. On the scene, Jim Spellman is in Springerville, Arizona, and says officials there are taking precautions.
Sheriffs here are going door to door, urging everybody to leave. No doubt they want people out of these two towns. About 4,000 homes here are threatened by the fire. It's now less than 3 miles away from the town.
This woman is concerned about the health effects, even though the fire hasn't reached her home.
With the fire moving closer, no one knows what it's going to do. It's a very scary situation. And I have a two-year-old, and this air out here, I mean, it's turned hazardous for small children.
As part of our continuing coverage of the Wallow Fire in Arizona, this news from El Paso Electric. Rolling blackouts could return because of wildfires interfering with the transmission lines. CNN's Jim Roop is on the scene and explains.
The 12-day-old fire has already burned an area roughly the size of Phoenix, and now more trouble. Key transmission lines are threatened in both Arizona and Texas. As of Wednesday, the fire was about 8 miles from the Springerville power plant near the White Mountains and creeping up on transmission lines in El Paso. The Wallow Fire has burned 600 square miles with no containment yet, but lighter winds today may help crews get some containment with an increased air attack.
Tom Udall weighed in on the idea of pruning the forest to avoid fires like this in the future.
All of our forests in the West have too big a fuel load. There's been no doubt about that since the catastrophic fires we've seen in New Mexico. I think there were fires earlier that showed this significant fuel load. One of the things that we need to do is try to get in place a forest thinning program that tackles this issue. If we don't do that, we're going to see fires along this line.
The Wallow Fire that began at the start of June has finally been contained, and our series of reports on the blaze is now concluding. However, the main threat in the Land of Enchantment as far as fire goes is the Los Conchas Fire. That's the main concern, and lab director at Los Alamos, Charlie McMillan, explains the current situation.
We're seeing just the results we'd see in any other fire. There's no additional material in the sample from lab activities or from our waste management activities. So to me, that's very encouraging news on the air sampling front.